I think Myron ought to tell us a little bit of background on our behind-the-scenes, maybe decision-making on, number one, getting a segment of Worst Fest on the Lawrence Welk show, and number two is the recording on the Worst Fest album.
Oh, yeah. We, this one year that I came down here, it was necessary that I miss a show in Los Angeles, so I talked to Lawrence before I went, and I said, why don't we have somebody come up from San Antonio? Because I forget which channel was carrying it down there.
12, I think.
Yes,
channel
and
12.
We had Malcolm Holtzman, his crew.
Yeah, so they came up and they filmed a little segment of it. And we flew it back. Let's see, we filmed it probably on a Tuesday night or something like that, and we flew
That's
it
cool.
back. And it was shown on the show that they were filming that particular day. So they inserted it into the show. And I don't think we ever did anything that got as much comment and reaction as that 1 or 2 minute segment that we did from the Worst Fest.
Because I get one of the replays during the summertime. So we
That's right. That's right. It was on the replay too.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things that people still come up to me and say, "We saw you in New Braunfels on the show."
But that was not a common thing. You didn't do that at all.
Oh, no,
hardly,
that's the
show.
First time we had done that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see it until months later. And I think I saw it on the repeat in the summertime, actually. But I didn't see it till months later. And Jim Hobson, who was the producer and director on our show, said, "Boy, we ought to do more things like that."
Mm-hmm.
But like all ideas like that, it fell by the wayside, and we never did it again. But that one appearance, I think, is one of the strongest things I ever did on the TV show. Mm-hmm.